T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to talk about something that got a lot of attention before the elections here in Virginia, but we haven't spent much time going through it. It's that constitutional amendment that you voted on about a redistricting commission, taking redistricting for the House of Delegates, the State Senate, the congressional districts out of the General Assembly and giving it to another group of people that hopefully won't be as political. I'm not crazy. I don't think you're going to take a political thing and not make it political. But let's see what this looks like. Graham Mumaugh is with the Virginia Mercury, and he is with us this morning. What is the latest on this? The constitutional amendment passed, and then the General Assembly was back in meeting. Did they take steps to push forward?
Yeah, good morning, John. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Having me.
So
as you might recall, at the end of the special session last month, this whole redistricting fight kind of became a sticking point as lawmakers were finalizing the state budget. They wanted to wait until after the results of the election were known to kind of finalize some of the rules for how it would work. So that's what they were back in doing this week. And, there were a lot of close contests on election night, but this really wasn't one of them. The idea of this new commission passed with 65% of the vote. It had support, all over the state. I think the only county that voted against it was Arlington County. The result was clearly not what some Democrats wanted. House Democrats and the Democratic Party of Virginia had spent much of the past year kind of attacking this thing and painting it out as, an awful thing for democracy.
Oddly, after spending 10 years promoting it.
Yep. And it's pretty clear that a lot of voters just didn't really agree with that. The outcome is clearly what Republicans wanted. Instead of having to live under whatever maps a Democratic-led General Assembly was going to pass, they now have an equal seat at the table for this new commission. So now that it's passed, the next steps are just kind of picking who's going to be on it. There's this panel of retired judges that is going to be picking the citizen members that serve on it, and then General Assembly political leaders will make their own picks of who the lawmakers will be that will sit on it.
Mm-hmm. Any tips on who that might be, or is there a short list that's circulating?
No, not yet. I think it'll be interesting in particular to see who Speaker Eileen Fillercorn appoints, since most House Democrats were adamantly opposed to it this year. It'll be interesting to see if they, if people who were some of the most vocal opponents are the people picked to have the two seats for House Democrats on that panel. And judging by what happened this week, I don't think, we saw some of the opponents say, they're willing to respect the will of the voters. They still think there's some flaws with this whole idea, but they seem to be kind of moving on and just, the voters have spoken. We're going to try to make the best of it. So that's one thing to watch. It's just which lawmakers will be picked on it, and then what kind of citizens are going to be picked for this thing, because there are some rules to prevent, political insiders from having the citizen seats. Lobbyists can't, politicians can't serve on it. But like you said, there are lots of ways for people who have political connections to make their way onto it. So I'll be watching, are these independent-minded people, or do they look like they're people with strong partisan connections?
Yeah. I mean, this is a little snarky for me to say, and I acknowledge that, but you don't want a Hunter Biden getting a position. Oh, my father's a retired vice president, but I'm going to be the citizen representative here. That I mean, right. I could see somebody picking, and you probably shouldn't pick someone like me who is has a voice publicly through a business, but is related to a former legislator. But how do you find someone if you don't pick people with connections? Then how do you find someone who is, I don't mean to be rude, but like sophisticated enough to understand how the system has worked and not get rolled here? I guess that's a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, there is a rule against family members of politicians serving on there, so I don't think a Hunter Biden situation would apply. But yeah, I think that's kind of been the big question, is what kind of citizen knows enough but is also kind of disinterested enough to be willing to do this kind of work. So the citizens are going to be picked from lists that are nominated by political leaders. So I don't think anyone is expecting them to just be totally apolitical, not a partisan thought in their head.
Yeah.
But I don't think the whole idea is that these people will be sort of independent minded and aren't just going to be, you know, pawns of, you know, the people in charge in the General Assembly.
Right. Do they get paid anything for this?
That is a good question. I don't believe they do, but I would have to double check that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I hate to stump people. That just came to my mind. Like, is there a check associated with it? It's interesting to see that this passed with 65%. And when I was up in Northern Virginia a couple of weeks before election day, I was surprised at the disinformation campaign that was going on up there, where they were saying, in gerrymandering, vote no on Amendment 1. And I thought, man, that...
Right.
How does somebody try to sell that to that audience? That was really bizarre that they would do that.
Yeah, I do think a lot of people were just very confused about the question in general, and I don't know how much that is because they had, you know, two competing sides saying we're actually the guys who want to end gerrymandering, and the other side wants to keep it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also just it's kind of an inside baseball type of issue, and the average person going about their business doesn't really, you know, care that much about the ins and outs of this process, even though it is very important in determining who controls, you know, the levers of power in Virginia. But in talking to voters at the polls on election day, we came across a ton of people who just didn't really seem to fully understand it, maybe hadn't done a whole lot of homework into it.
Yeah. Graham Moomaw writes for the Virginia Mercury. It's one of the websites I go to every morning when I'm preparing for the show, virginiamercury.com. Graham, always appreciate it when you come on. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having me, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.